In halacha, there are different types of amenim. Maran and Siman Kuf Chavdalid Halacha Het goes through the different types of amenim. The first type he discusses is called amen hatufa. What does it mean, amen hatufa? So there's two explanations. It either means that you're pronouncing the amen instead of putting the patach under the amen, the ah sound, you're pronouncing it like a hataf. Hataf is another way of saying a sheva, the two dots. So it's as if you're saying, amen, amen. That is considered hatufa, because it's as if you put the hataf under the aleph. That's not the proper pronunciation. He gives another explanation, hatufa, as if you're snatching. Meaning, the beracha, before it's even being finished, you're answering amen. So you're answering too quickly. This would be considered hatufa, as if you're snatching, lachtof, to grab something, you're answering it too prematurely. The next type of amen he discusses is amen ketufa. Katuf is cut, which means you're answering amen, but you're not pronouncing the nun. You're not pronouncing the last letter. You cut it short. You have what's called amen ketzara. Amen ketzara, he says, is you're saying it too quickly. Amen. Halakha says you're supposed to say the word amen, the amount of time that it takes to say El Melech de Eman. The Gemara says somebody that elongates his Amen, Ma'arichim lo yamav, they lengthen his days. However, one should not stretch the Amen too long, because then you take away its meaning. So therefore it should be for that amount. So that would be called Amen Kitzara. The subject which comes into Mahloket is the last type of amen, which is called amen yetoma. What is amen yetoma? Literally, it means an orphaned amen. Well, according to the Rama understands, any beracha that you do not know, or you did not hear what beracha was made, you just heard somebody answer amen, or the kahal answering amen. For example, you walked into the synagogue, the hazan was in the hazara, and you walked in at that time where everybody answered amen. Since you do not know which beracha you're answering to, the Rama holds that is amen yetoman, you should not answer. Maran argues. Maran holds you do not have to have knowledge of which beracha is being made. So then what is amen yetoma according to him? A very specific case. He says it's a case where the hazan, or the person, is reciting a beracha for you to fulfill an obligation. For example, you both hayav in a certain mitzvah, and he's making the beracha for you, and you're listening to be fulfilled, and you did not hear every word of that beracha that he was saying to be motzi you. To such a beracha, if you answered amen, it's called yetoma. But in all other cases, according to Maran, you do not have to have knowledge of the beracha. It's only in the case where somebody is being motziyu and you did not hear the full beracha. And therefore, since we have a machloket on this subject, Kafa Chaim writes that even according to Maran, he would agree that in a case where you don't know which beracha was made, you don't have to answer amen. It's just, but you can. Therefore, Kaf HaHaim says, amen in this case would be lekula, and if you don't know the beracha that's being made, you just heard the people answering amen, better to be mahmir, he says, in the case of amen yetoma, like the Rama, and not to answer amen at all.